When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listener, the first part of this episode is going to start in a strange place. Don't worry, it'll all make sense by the end. But before we can get there, we have to start with sacred geometry, core love, and ascension chambers. That might sound like word salad to you now, but it applies to the subject of today's case and how a vulnerable person might find themselves in a desperate situation. Now, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Listener, I want you to imagine that you're lost. Something in your life has gone wrong, and you feel less in control than ever. To make matters worse, there is a recognizable pattern in your life. Where everything seems to be going fine, then, overnight, things fall apart. This pattern is so consistent that it begins to wear you down. You fall into long periods of anxiety and depression, and for reasons you're not fully aware of, you become self-destructive, hurting or even destroying long-term relationships with people you deeply care about. You hit rock bottom. It feels like all is lost. Yet somehow, you hold on. And things start getting better. You hunker down. Persevere. You've survived. You're a survivor. The friends and family that stuck by you call you a strong person, but you know the truth. The last time almost killed you. You don't know how many more times you can go through the process and arrive on the other side reborn, because each time you've been there, at the bottom, has come at a cost. And it's not just scars, though you have plenty. You feel part of your mind is giving way, and you have trouble concentrating. You experience derealization. Then one day, maybe you're at work or at the grocery store, overhearing a friend or stranger, and you hear the words, sacred geometry. When you get home, you search online for a brief description of what sacred geometry is. A quick Google search describes it as thus: a practice that assigns symbolic and spiritual meaning to certain geometric shapes and ratios, often seen as a reflection of the underlying order and harmony of the universe, found in nature and in ancient architecture. Harmony. You like the sound of that, but it's not enough. You want to know how a practitioner of sacred geometry defines his field. You find yourself down a YouTube rabbit hole, clicking different videos. You notice a bald man with a pierced brow. His smile is unassuming. He's clothed in black, wearing a strange charm around his neck. You click the video, and this is what he has to say.
Sacred geometry, to me, is literally the foundation of all of life. It's the mathematics behind space itself. Everything, as we look closer and closer, deeper into life, we really just find out that we're made up of empty space, and then even more empty space, and of course, even more empty space. So what sacred geometry is literally the structure of how nature builds our reality for us. And to really simplify that, so you have a very in-depth, you know, and experiential idea of what I'm talking about, why is there a difference between a wine glass and a regular glass? Why is the wine glass more sophisticated? Why is a Lamborghini looked at as a more effective and efficient car compared to Volkswagen Beetle. And when you start to study the dynamics of space and shape, you realize that these higher level or higher frequency objects can function more effectively and more efficiently simply because of their design, their nature, and their shape. So the sacred geometry is a study for how this takes place. And here's another really cool thing. Sacred geometry is also the science behind how our environment affects and influences us, of course, because our environment is space.
The speaker goes by the name Core Love, and his words resonate with you. Being made up of empty space is something that makes sense to you on a deeper level than you care to admit. You continue to watch his videos. Each one is a small class on sacred geometry, each sentence opening a door inside you that you didn't know was there.
So, you guys ready for this one? Again, your DNA code has 3 billion links, of which it takes 3 of them to create a scenario in your life, so it breaks it down to 1 billion. Here are a bunch of different links. Depending on where your system is or how purified you are, your system might be stuck in certain areas here. This one might actually be fully open. Some of them aren't open at all, they're just there. This one's fully open, this one's locked. So you've got all these systems here. Every single one of them, say, is a rung which stores information or your progression. This one, you're stuck in one position. Let's again label these. Back over here is 0, back over here is 10. Halfway through is, of course, 5. Some of them you've completely opened. Forgive my crooked drawing. It's not crooked, it's just a DNA spiral. It's turning. Okay, so this is from 0 to 10, just like what we looked at before. We got 5. You guys see up there? No, you can't. This is 0, 10. This is 5 here. And this might be your code here. It's stuck in all these different places or repositioned because you actually haven't completed. Some of them, let's say this one, has been completed here. So we'll just put an extra thick line there showing that this one's been completed. And here you're stuck in some other areas as well. So this could be your genetic code right here. So one of the systems that I do when I start doing energy or go in and focus and read somebody is instantly I focus into their vibration. And before I do that though, I take my vibration literally, I just bring it all back down to nothing. Any one of my systems, which I've unlocked to 10, and I've completed the process, it makes it a variable vibration. In other words, it's like a spring. It can go to this, my slider can go to any position on there. It doesn't matter which one it's at.
You've seen enough. He's broken through. You need to speak with Core Love. He has the answers you've been seeking all along. You reach out to him, and you're surprised by how receptive he is. Core Love invites you to stay with him. As long as you're willing to travel, he's willing to work with you one-on-one. Korlov's home is eccentric. The wall filled with large tapestries of geometric shapes. Posters with geometric shapes are attached to the ceiling. The walls themselves painted a strange shade of red that's almost pink. On the floor of an otherwise empty room is a stack of black boxes. Inside of them are what Korlov calls Sacred G-Fusion, a bed set he sells to followers of sacred geometry. Here is part of a testimony from someone that has purchased one of these bed sets.
And I just want to make this video and say thank you so much for living in your truth, for going through the things you had to go through in order to even make sacred geometry something that is a reality for other people to participate in. And so in terms of the things that have changed, I have gone from a space where I wasn't quite sure who I was, I wasn't quite sure where I should be going, and have gotten direction, have gotten physical healing and purification, have like gotten healing from a lot of things in my past. I wake up knowing that I'm being taught things in my dreams. My abilities have greatly, greatly, greatly enhanced. I've always kind of had natural, prophetic, intuitive gifts, but my channeling ability has fully opened up to the point where I can channel different entities and different beings.
Core Love opens up to you. He tells you he's in contact with entities who have trained him in the secrets of energy, sacred geometry, and consciousness. He first experienced this at 10 years old. Korolev was in an accident as a child. He lost all his previous memories. Korolev tells you that car crash had a strange side effect. According to him, it made it so his brain continually produces the chemical DMT. The result is that his brain surges into high-energy states. Korolev explains to you that beings take him on journeys to see how other civilizations existed. The beings taught him that human mortality is directly tied to memories. He explains that as memories are accumulated, the human body deteriorates because it must use more and more energy to maintain these recollections inside the brain. That returning control back to the pineal gland will put a person on the path to enlightenment and, subsequently, immortality. Korolev explains that he wants to help you, but you must trust him. You are given DMT. You are placed into what Korolev calls the Ascension Chamber. It's his bedroom, with a mattress blocking off one side, acting as a makeshift wall. In the bedroom, loud music is played. Several laser pointers dance across your face. A fog machine fills fog in the room. You stand in front of what looks like a stripper pole, all while you're tripping on DMT. This is what it sounds like inside of the bedroom / chamber.
Just allow yourself to rest for a couple minutes. Do any breath that comes natural. Allow you and your body to come back into a place of balance and calmness. In order to gain the most benefits from this technique, relax and enjoy as the Galactic Mantra will fill your brain and your body with positive I am statements. And be sure to focus into the sacred geometry on your screen in order to create the deepest, most powerful effect.
The chamber, Korolev asks that you provide a testimonial. What you're about to hear is the real testimonial of Alicia Michelle Duran. It's important that you remember her name, Alicia Duran, and pay close attention to what she has to say.
I'm Alicia Duran. I've been on a sacred G bed set with the Love Activators for 6 months now. The changes that I've noticed within myself is now I'm being allowed to see the patterning in my life. So if I'm going through a reoccurring pattern, I can maybe change the situation sooner than I normally would have in maybe months instead of years. So my dreams are definitely vivid and actually help me work through a problem that I'm experiencing right now. So now I'm upgrading to the fusion. I'm looking forward to that, processing even more. I took the Practitioner One Love course, and that was phenomenal. So happy to be a part of this. And the techniques that we used are absolutely amazing, and it's just on the cutting edge. Cutting edge of healing. It's fast. And that's what I have to say. Phenomenal and amazing. And I'm looking forward to applying that into my life and going further.
On July 25th, 2023, at approximately 4:42 p.m., Westminster Police Officer Nick Adams was driving westbound on West 88th Avenue when he observed a gray 2010 Toyota facing westbound, the wrong direction, in the northbound turn lane, and a green 2008 Jeep Wrangler facing eastbound in the same turn lane. Officer Adams made a U-turn to come back around to see what was going on. He initially thought the driver of the Toyota may be driving under the influence or be turned around. He activated his emergency lights and parked behind the Jeep. Officer Adams exited his patrol vehicle and spoke with the driver of the Jeep. The driver of the Jeep did not know what was going on. They were trying to pull into the municipal service center at that location, flashed her lights and honked her horn at the Toyota, but it did not move. The driver of the Jeep had been there for a few minutes. Officer Adams went to the driver of the Toyota, who was later identified as Alicia Duran. Alicia's driver's side window was closed, and she was looking straight ahead with what Officer Adams described as a, quote, 100-yard stare. Officer Adams rapped on the window. However, Alicia initially did not acknowledge him. When she did not acknowledge him, Officer Adams thought there may be more to the situation. He noticed Alicia had a charm necklace in her hand that she was handling with care. She held the charm gently and spoke words over it. Eventually, Alicia Duran rolled down her window, and Officer Adams asked if everything was okay.
Ma'am, roll down your window. What's going on? You're in the wrong lane. Are you okay?
Listener, you know all the extra fees we have to pay in life. You know the fees. Hidden and everything from concerts to movie tickets. A Chime checking account makes financial progress easier with features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Chime is a financial institute built with a sense of community. In my opinion, they accomplish this with boosts. That's right, listener. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. With over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you won't be left wasting your money on withdrawals. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Listener, do you know a feeling when a case is stuck in your mind and you can't stop thinking about every detail? Now, imagine that feeling 24/7, but instead of solving mysteries, your brain is stuck on thoughts you don't want to have. And it's feeling like you have to do something to make these unwanted thoughts go away. Like repeatedly checking on what you're worried about, constantly asking for some reassurance, or endlessly replaying the thought in your mind. OCD is a serious and highly misunderstood condition that causes people to get stuck in a cycle of stressful, unwanted thoughts and repetitive behaviors, which can become debilitating. These unwanted thoughts are called intrusive thoughts. They're usually disturbing, stressful, and feel totally out of character. They can be about anything, but often focus on people or things we care about, making them hard to ignore. People with OCD often try to relieve the anxiety from those thoughts with repetitive physical and mental behaviors called compulsions. Because there are so many misconceptions about OCD, a lot of people don't know they have it, feel shame about their symptoms, and suffer in silence. Plus, not every therapist understands OCD or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right help. OCD is highly treatable with a specialized type of therapy called ERP, or exposure and response prevention. With NoCD, you can do live, virtual ERP therapy with licensed therapists who specialize in ERP and OCD, so they truly understand what you're going through even the symptoms that feel hard to talk about. NoCD makes this life-changing treatment affordable, enabling over 155 million Americans to access evidence-based treatment at NoCD covered by insurance. Between therapy sessions, you'll have NoCD's powerful in-app support. If you or someone you love is struggling with OCD, you're not alone. And with the right care, you can get better. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NoCD.com to learn more and book a free call.
Are you okay, man?
However, he received silence in response. He requested she speak with him and tell him what's going on. Based on the location of her vehicle, her stare, her playing with the charm on her neck, her not acknowledging him, and waiting several taps before rolling down the window, Officer Adams felt the situation was a little bizarre. He started to think there was more to the situation than a simple motorist assist, thinking there may be something more, and that he could not get much out of her. He requested a police unit. Officer Adams asked Alicia if she needed an ambulance. She indicated she did not. Officer Adams tried to investigate for driving under the influence and asked if she had been drinking. However, she stopped responding, which he thought was unusual. Alicia then acknowledged him and said she had not been drinking. He did not smell any alcohol. After responding to him, she looked straight ahead.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on. Are you okay? Can you tell me what's going on? Why are you in the wrong lane? Can you tell me why you're in the wrong lane?
Bob, I don't know what I got here. I got a female that won't answer any questions. I think I'm in our bed. I'm in our turn lane to go into the shops if you want to start one of them.
What's going on? Can you tell me what's going on, ma'am? Please? Are you okay? Do you need an ambulance? Are you all right? Okay. Have you been drinking or anything? It doesn't look like you've been drinking.
Alicia then reached for the center console with her right hand and placed the charm in her other. Her reach raised Officer Adams' suspicion, and he looked where she reached. He asked her what she was doing and leaned forward to see what she was trying to get. When Alicia opened the center console, Officer Adams saw what looked to be a .357 Magnum revolver. It looked to him like the gun was ready to go. It was basically leaning against her thigh and was perfectly tilted for her to grab. Alicia's hand immediately went for the gun. Officer Adams shouted, and Alicia grabbed the gun and was coming up with it.
What do you got in there? What do you got in there, man? What do you got in there? What do you got in there? Oh, fuck!
When he drew his handgun and fired.
God damn it. .225, shots fired. Don't move.
Shots fired. All units, code 9, channel 1.
Officer Adams fired two rounds towards the open driver's side window. After he retreated, he fired an additional two rounds through the rear driver's side window. He could tell one of those rounds struck Alicia. Officer Adams was immediately concerned and screamed for the driver of the Jeep to ensure she was okay. He thought a round may have gone toward her and was worried about hitting the driver of the Jeep, and she was not moving. He ran to the Jeep and pounded on the hood. He screamed at the driver, and she popped up. There was a round through the windshield of the Jeep that lodged into the steering wheel.
Responding unit, Sam 25.
Are you okay?
80 Lamar.
Are you okay? Start rescue. She's down inside the car still. Had a handgun. I'm checking for other downrange here. Are you all right?
Copy, we have fire started.
Are you okay?
31, put me out.
1640.
.225, traffic stopped here for me, but we're going to need to shut some things down here. I'll just lead Lamar westbound and then eastbound down the way here a little bit.
Nick, just confirming you're eastbound 88.
Eastbound 88, entrance to the shops.
Officer Adams returned to the Toyota, and another Westminster police officer arrived. He opened Alicia's door and looked for her gun. He found it in her lap with her finger still on the trigger. Officer Adams removed the gun from Alicia, and the other officer removed her from the vehicle and began performing CPR. It was too late. She was already gone, dead at age 46. Officer Adams then went back to the Jeep.
I've got the gun secured. No response from her.
What do you need?
People downrange appear to be code 4.
Let's get her out of the car. You get the gun, I'll get her out of the car.
Yeah, I'm trying to do all that, man. Give me a minute.
You grab the gun, I got her. Just get that out of here.
I don't think so.
Hey, get her out.
1-9-1 Sam Robert Tom. We're going to need all of them eastbound and 88 stop. We're going to need eastbound. We're going to be probably at Sears. Stop.
I got no pulse. All right, I'm securing this, man.
Copy. We have a Corvette
and route as well. I'm securing this in my car.
Please point if you think you can help us out with that.
Ma'am?
We are on the couch.
Are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Sam 35, we can get you to pass Lamar for westbound and turn all the selfies.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. She wouldn't talk to me. She had some like charm or something, and she wouldn't talk to me. I said, do you need an ambulance? What do you need? And she reached into the center console, and I saw this gun. She reached toward it, pointed it right at me. I was so worried I was going to shoot downrange at you. Oh, my God. What's your name? Jess. You're fine. You don't need an ID. Jess, I'm Nick. Okay? You're going to need to stick around for us a little while. I'm so sorry.
The changes that I've noticed within myself is now I'm being allowed to see the patterning in my life. So if I'm going through a reoccurring pattern, I can maybe change the situation sooner than I normally would have in maybe months instead of years.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.